The Stations of the Cross, since it is based on the sufferings of Jesus Christ, is one of the most powerful ways to give relief to the souls in purgatory. In fact, it is one of the four daily plenary indulgences that the Church recommends to us, the other three being Eucharistic Adoration, group recitation of the Rosary, and scripture reading. The following purgatory story showcases some of its power. This was shared to me by a viewer. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. If you would like to join my nightly Zoom Rosary, it's every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's get right into this. When I was waiting at the doctor's office this past Tuesday, I met an 81-year-old gentleman named Paul. It was the second time we had met there and had been chatting. He shared with me that in 2015, he had prayed the Stations of the Cross every day for 2 years for priests in purgatory, who had served in the oldest church in our island of Trinidad, the Church of St. Joseph. It was the occasion of the 200th anniversary of the church. He said sometimes he would be tired, but he still did it at home in front of what he called a pictorial of all of the stations. Then he would pass by a statue of Our Lady of Fatima to go to bed. One night, as soon as he had finished the stations, he passed by the statue that he had bought with some lottery winnings that he credited Our Lady with, and sat on his bed. A priest called Father Thomas Curtin appeared to him to thank him for his prayers. He said that because of Paul's prayers, he was on his way to heaven. Mr. Sherry said Father Curtin looked young and like he had just had a haircut. Mr. Sherry said he was surprised because he thought Father was already in heaven as he had died in 1979. He also said his habit and cord looked new. Father Curtin also told him he had brought him a gift, a bottle of perfume, and that he couldn't stay. Mr. Sherry said he thought it was an odd gift and only later thought maybe it was blessing oil. He also thought that the statue of Our Lady of Fatima was significant, as he knew Father Curtin from Fatima College, the high school he had attended and where Father was then teaching. Father Curtin was a Holy Ghost father. After he told me this story, I asked his permission to share it with you. If you do the math, that priest was in purgatory 36 years our time. Remember what Maria Sima said, that the average stay in purgatory is around 40 years. Mirroring the 40 years the Israelites were in the desert, the 40 days that Jesus was in the desert, and the 40 days of Lent that we celebrate in the church. This does not have to be the case. It does not have to be the case that we or any soul in purgatory have to remain there this long, especially Jesus, who has suffered so much for us. We have so many treasures that we can offer on behalf of the souls in purgatory. The Stations of the Cross, since it is all of the virtues of Jesus in one place, his patience, his purity, his love, his charity, his mercy, and so many more virtues that I cannot even begin to mention, it is a most intense place of his life where we can offer it on behalf of the souls in purgatory to atone for their sins, as well as to gain virtue for ourselves and to atone for our own sins. In the Diary of Divine Mercy, we learn that 1 hour of meditating on the sufferings of Jesus is the merit of 1 year's worth of flagellation. The verse for that is right here. So in this sense, it's possibly the case, and probably almost certainly, that when we meditate on the sufferings of Jesus, for instance, the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary or the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, or the Stations of the Cross, we are praying in the most meritorious way possible. You need to try this for yourself. Do you have someone in your life that you're wanting to obtain their conversion? Is there someone that has died recently that perhaps they are in purgatory? Or do you want to grow in holiness? The Stations of the Cross is your path there. Do you want to know the real reason why the Stations of the Cross is such a powerful instrument for the relief of the souls in purgatory? Here is why. Sometimes we speak of this idea of suffering our purgatory here on earth. The Stations of the Cross were Jesus' own suffering purgatory on earth, except the fact that he suffered it perfectly, Therefore, the stations of the cross are the perfect image of suffering purgatory perfectly on earth. This is why when we offer this for the souls in purgatory, imagine we're offering the perfect purgatory for them. This is why it is so effective for them and so meritorious for us. Try it in your own life. I will see you in the next one.